We've just been joined by Ray Harrington Vale. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Sorry, Okay, the bits that we can talk about was the gaffer tape story.
We can, yeah. Gaffer tape is one of the best inventions of all time. I was once asked, what do I think is one of the greatest things humans have done? And I actually said electricity, discovering and using that. But actually, thinking about it again, probably gaffer tape, because this studio's held together with it, my house is, your mopeds, yeah, and just about everything else. Once you discover gaffer tape, and it used to be really expensive, but now Poundland do it, so everyone can enjoy the benefits of this product.
The Poundland are doing it as well.
Yeah, I know, it's incredible. You can just buy a little bit, so if you just want to, yeah, you know, gaffer tape your mate up, you know, for a stag thing, you can just get a little roll of it and fit in your pocket, and it'll do the job. Yeah,
great idea. Anyway, that's not what you wanted to talk about. No. We want to talk about trend that's in the news. I'm just reading about the cocktail party that you had.
That's right. Well, we sort of wanted to do something to get young people thinking. Trend's main job is an upcycling cafe to get young people off the streets after college, give them somewhere that's safe to go, give them some art activities that they can do if they wish to, but also to get them thinking about other issues. And last week was Alcohol Awareness Week throughout the country, and we thought, well, you know, we're not anti-booze, we're not telling young people don't drink at all, because we know that that won't work. You know, we know that any kind of prohibition often has the opposite effect. So it's trying to give people information so that they know what is a safe amount to drink, to look out for things like their drinks being spiked, and to keep, particularly if you're drinking cocktails, the amount of alcohol in them, because one cocktail can have three shots of spirit in, which is more than a woman, for instance, should drink in a day. We made mocktails, which is all the fun of cocktails but without the alcohol, and they helped make those, and we had about 40 young people in last Thursday all trying them and having a good time.
Excellent. What sort of ones went down well then?
Well, the Trender Pina Colada went down rather well. That's got coconut in, so if you like coconut and you like pineapple, and I tried that, and I tried real pina colada. It's a bit sugary for me, but it's all right. It's nice on a hot summer's evening. But not having the alcohol in didn't really make any difference. It was still a nice, refreshing drink. And I made my own one. I made a Medina Minty, and it tasted... I didn't have a recipe. I mean, you know, I'm a bit like Dame Edna with this on the comic relic. You know, that's for weak people, having a recipe, in my view. You just chuck stuff in and see what happens. Yeah. And I thought, well, I got some mint cordial from Marks and Spencer's, and some green food colouring from Lidl, and then put various other things, some lime juice, and it actually tasted all right. It had a slight hint of mint mouthwash, I felt, but I quite like that, and the young people seem to quite, you know, so Medina Minty might become a favourite here on the Isle of Wight.
God, you know, I'm looking at you now and thinking, you might be the Isle of Wight answers to Tom Cruise in Cocktail, aren't you?
Yeah, possibly, without the looks. Yeah, I'm a little bit tall. Is he short? Isn't he little?
He is fairly short.
I'm a bit taller than him. That's Andy then.
Great slogan, just chuck it in, see what happens.
Well, I think, isn't that how Guinness got made, that they burnt the actual grain, and that's how Guinness was made? So some accidents, you know, turn out quite well. I mean, you've turned out all right. You're a bit of an accident, aren't you?
I was too.
Yeah, that's right. We're okay, aren't we? The good thing is, when you're in Trend, the young people there have got a great sense of humour. They're also quite pleased, I think, to have somewhere to go where they're not constantly moved on. So they actually listen to us. We sort of, I sort of looked around all the friends and people I know, and I thought, who should I get in to do these mocktails? Because I've never made a proper cocktail in my life. And I looked around all my friends, and I know someone who works at Isle of Wight Community Action, and I know she got into all kinds of scrapes when she was a girl, when she was a teenager, with alcohol. So I said, you know, Julie, you are the person to come in, and she has all the cocktail making kit, and she's like a badly behaved grandma, and the kids love that, you know. And she just told them stories about some of the serious trouble she got in when she was a teenager with alcohol, and I think stories like that actually work a lot better than giving someone a leaflet and telling them off. And the same with me, you know, I always will tell people things that have happened to me where I think, well, been a bit older and wiser, I wish I hadn't been, you know, such an idiot. I need to use another word there, but you know, that is sort of what we have to do. Yeah, that's right. So we were worried nobody might turn up, but in the end, we had about 40 young people. Brilliant. They all stayed for the whole session. They then helped make their own mocktails, and I'm very pleased to hear that some 25% of young people now don't drink alcohol at all. They've actually made that decision. Now, that's not something we're promoting, but it's good that people are making decisions about, well, I don't want to drink, I don't need to drink, I can still have a good time. And for those people that do wish to drink, that's fine too, but it's knowing your limits and not over drinking and not damaging your health and all the other things. And that's the kind of message that we were trying to get across.
That's good advice. So a trend, how's it going? Because I know it's been going a couple of months. It's right up opposite the town hall.
Yes, I'm at the Guildhall and the O2 shop. See, if you're old, you know the Guildhall. If you're young, you don't know what the Guildhall is. But they know where the O2 shop is. So that's what we always say. We're opposite the O2 shop. We're also opposite Calvert's for those people that want to fight. You know, it's just across the road. I'm sure Calvert's no longer has fights. But, you know, that's where we are. We're in that part of town. And it's gone really well. I mean, when we first opened, just before Christmas, so people's minds were on other things, and we didn't get that many young people in. But gradually, through giving out leaflets, talking to young people, and young people, of course, you know, telling their mates, and we're getting anything between 5 and 10 young people in every evening after college. And they're also, we've got a suggestion box, so they're putting ideas in. And we particularly want to hear from young people about what they want us to do during the Easter and summer holidays, because obviously opening 3:30 to 6 during holidays probably not a good idea. They probably like us to be open more like 11 in the morning to 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So we're talking to the youngsters and saying, what would you like us to do, what activities would you like to put on? And we're very interested in hearing from any of them. And if they go on our Twitter feed, if they find Trend on Twitter or find our Facebook page, they can make suggestions as to what they'd like us to do, or call in any evening.
I think it's brilliant, because what we've failed to do, or a lot of people have failed to do over the years, is actually grow with these youngsters and see what they actually want now as you know, teenagers that are probably, you know, possibly too young to go into a pub, too young to do this, but too old to maybe go to a youth club and be treated like a child, you know. So and I say, once you've tapped into that, I'm surprised nobody's actually tried this until now, you know, what do they actually want? I don't think we do enough listening.
No, I think the sort of wisdom is, well, this is how you run a youth club, this is how it's been run since 1972, we'll keep the decor the same, the activities the same, and no one's actually bothered to try anything different and say, well, do you need a billiard table? Do you need table tennis? Is that what young people want to do? If they probably did, there are clubs and places you can go to do those things. Often young people just want somewhere they can sit and chat and have a laugh with their mates. And one of the really funny things is we had some beer goggles. These cost a fortune. These are real beer goggles. You put them on and and the boys all think, I'll be able to walk in a straight line with these on, you know, because you know what they're like when they're like 14, 15, they're invincible. And they put on these beer goggles, and what you have to do to make sure no one hurts themselves, you have two lines of people, and the person in beer goggles walks down the middle. And they were just falling all over the place. And of course it was funny, but it was also making the point that people get deluded when they drink. Yeah. And this is what happens to your vision, and what happens to your body as well, because your brain is messed up. It cannot work out where things are. So you can finish up when you're drunk, not just falling over and being sick, but you can finish up getting concussion, breaking an arm, breaking a leg, someone robbing you or whatever. So it was a bit of a laugh, but you know, we've got some brilliant photographs of people, of young people with tears running down their face, laughing, seeing their mates fall over wearing beer goggles. And that's part of it, that you hope out of that. And sometimes comedy is a very good way of breaking the ice and talking about serious issues, that, you know, they will take note. Now, in school during last week, Alcohol Awareness Week, this subject was covered in various lessons. But there is danger there that if a teacher stands up and tells you it's bad, or a parent, you do the exact opposite. If we tell them, because we're not teachers, we're not educators, there's a chance they will listen and they'll come to us and talk about their issues. And that's what youth work is really about.
Yeah, I think it's not about talking down, it's about talking to. And, you know, I think definitely. Well, good luck with that. And I'm glad to hear it's going well. 40 people turning up, I think that's quite a remarkable achievement. What about you coming back and we talk more about that and also the Footprint Trust, the good work that you do? Maybe come back for a lunchtime social debate and maybe bring in a couple of people from Trend and talk about, you know, alcohol and stuff like that and the things that you're doing. Right now, though, I want to talk about Riverfest because that's only a couple of months away now.
It is. Yes, it soon comes round, doesn't it? I know no sooner than we finish Riverfest in May than we're planning the next one and working out the tides and all the rest of it. So, yeah, Saturday the 16th of May is Riverfest again. And I've heard from the Isle of Wight Pirates and from the Wolfgang Vikings are coming. So, you know, it's going to look a bit like a Mel Brooks film, I always think. You're going to have these characters from different parts of history having sword fights on the quay. Lots of other things planned, all the usual sort of family fun. So we've got all the traditional rides and things that you'd find at a Victorian fair and other things to all the local charities will be there, and hopefully some dancing as well, and some music. So there's something for everybody there, and we're still looking for charities and businesses that might want to come along, and all they need to do is just go on the Footprint Trust website or give me a call and we'll be happy to have a chat with them. But yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, and it's always good weather at River Fest. We're always very lucky in May.
Yeah, no, it's and normally it's FA Cup Saturday, which is great, because last year we came down, did Riverfest, and then went home and watched the game. So you won't miss the game.
No, well, that's right. I'm not following football, didn't know that at all. You see, this is always takes me by complete surprise when someone says, do you realise it's the FA Cup final? I say, no, not at all. It completely went past me at all. But, I mean, the nice thing with Riverfest, it's sort of the first public event of the year in the Isle of Wight calendar. This year, we're hoping to be able to place adverts in the next couple of weeks, actually, in the Metro in London, to actually encourage people to come for a long weekend, come to Riverfest, and then go on the internet there and find out other things that they can do. May, the island is open, most attractions are open, and of course it's a cheap time to come. You can get a good deal on the ferries, so anyone listening to us today who's thinking of coming to the island, why not come the weekend of the 16th of May? Come over, leave your car at home, get a good deal on the trains, and get a Rover ticket on the bus and see the island from the upstairs of a bus, which is the best way to see it.
Well, I tell you what, when you've got some more details on that as well, because I know it's 2 months, only 2 months away, please come back and we'll do the whole thing together, and it sounds like a whole load of fun. May the 16th, put it in your diary, it is always a load of fun. There's a lot of things going on down here, and the weather, as you say, is always nice. So there you go. Thanks, Ray. We'll take a quick musical break now with our record of the week.